Hello, I am Peter Cordemange, also known in the radio art world as Absolute Value of Noise. I've always been interested in and influenced by the outdoors, gardens, green spaces, wilderness, and the coastlines around southern BC and the Salish Sea. At some point, I started making installation works that live outdoors in gardens and other green spaces, working with electronics, sound, radio, and often quite fragile sculptural components. Sometime around 2006, I started to think that it might be possible to make self-sustaining living artworks that could exist in the wild and create different sounds. I started working with little microcontrollers and bioelectric sound circuits and tiny radio transmitters and receivers. I'm going to wander through some of these works, briefly talking about them, and play field recordings of the pieces in situ, starting with Poison Mentor, which I made in 2009. Poison Mentor is two sonic tree fungi. They are creatures of many eyes, made of small solar cells. All the eyes point in different directions. In bright sunlight, the eyes are active at different times of the day, causing the fungi to swing through various moods as the day progresses and the lighting conditions change. The fungi have grown long copper tendrils to use as antenna to pick up and analyze radiation in their vicinity. They report their findings by making clicks and modem squeal-type noises. In order to break the paradigm of using massive energy systems to power civilization, we can think outside the box and imagine ways of integrating small-scale alternative energy sources into our daily lives. What would it be like to surround ourselves with low-powered gadgets, such as small lamps, transistor radios, and even laptops that are powered by local sources of energy, the power of the sun, or even the power of a single raindrop? Drop Blip Clatter is a sound piece that consists of four bamboo tubes, each approximately 4 feet long. Inside each hollow chamber is an energy harvesting device that collects energy from the sun and the rain. When enough energy has been collected by the harvester, the device will start to make noises with each raindrop that falls on its rain collector. The piece was shown in the spring of 2013 at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden. It's an interesting location for working with rain. The garden is surrounded by a covered walkway that allows visitors to stay dry. The roof of this walkway is made up of many drip tiles that collect and funnel rainwater down to the edges of the roof, where it drips and pours out through funnels into the gardens and waterways below. The bamboo tubes were each positioned to collect the drips from a drip tile up above, and their sounds echoed quietly as little percussive noises inspired by the rain. Bioelectric radio, in 2016, was wired into a wisteria in Halle, Germany. Its conceit was to use a living vine as an AM radio antenna. The characteristics of this antenna would change over time as the moisture levels of the plant changed. The piece used solar-powered audio devices to play with the sounds of individual bees, honeybees, bumblebees, miners, leaf cutters, woolly carters, and others. and it also made tone poems with simple synth circuits. The sounds were broadcast on an AM radio channel using the Wisteria as its transmission antenna, and there were two small receiver speaker modules hidden in the foliage. Listeners had to lean in among the leaves to hear the sounds. What they heard was a mixture of the bees, the tones, and the weird artifacts from the changing radio antenna system. Solar radio is a more ambitious creature, also powered by the sun, and likes to listen to the world around it and try to simulate the sounds that it hears. Perhaps there's a frog that makes an interesting noise in the spring, and the solar radio wants to bring back the essence of that sound in the depths of winter. Crickets, grasshoppers, frogs, wind, rain, poetic sonic inventions. At some point, the solar radio enters a dream state where all the sounds become a bit disconnected from their origins. The piece has a permanent version done in collaboration with Anna Frizz that lives at Wave Farm in Accra, New York State. You can find it at wavefarm.org/listen. It can be heard on most days when the sun is shining on the farm. Music for Magnolias is my newest work. I built it in 2024 and then let it sit around for a while. Then I powered it up and then completely reprogrammed it. Music for Magnolias is made up of a collection of small circuit boards, each powered by the sun. It includes multiple 8-bit synthesizer circuits, an audio mixer, and a speaker amplifier. The 8-bit synths talk to each other and compose a simple soundtrack. Sometimes it feels very musical, sometimes it is reminiscent of an eccentric car alarm. Each circuit is built like a sandwich, starting with a solar cell on top of a circuit board. The circuits are designed to provide habitat for small insects. Different insects look for gaps of certain sizes that exist in the natural world. The gap between the solar cells and the circuit boards encourages specific insects to bring their own nesting materials and move in. Once the piece has been outside for a few months, it will play home to spiders, tree hoppers, small beetles, tiny bees, and other critters. Here's a recent recording of Magnolias playing in the winter sun with a bit of the outdoor background noise and some added birds and sounds from the summer. This recording will wander on until the end of the radio show, taking you through the different phases of the synthesizer's playful ramblings. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.